Chapter 2 The General Angie, Spring 2006, Marine Corps Recruit Depot, San Diego. The old men had been gnashing their teeth for months, ever since word spread that a woman was taking command of the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego. It was a sure sign the Marine Corps was heading down the same path of ruin as the Army. Sergeant Major Bobby Woods had fielded any number of calls and emails on the matter. What the hell was going on? Who was behind this? Donald Rumsfeld? Was it a joke? A rumor? Why weren't they sending her to Paris Island, where the women trained? I don't know, was all Sergeant Major Woods could say. He had seen a lot in his 28 years of service to Corps and country, but never anything like this. Nor had he ever worked for a woman Marine. Absolutely not. Sergeant Major, what in the world is going on in this Marine Corps? Demanded retired Sergeant Major Iron Mike Mervosh, who, like all the local retired sergeants major, kept a direct line to the depot's leadership. With the face and growl of a bulldog, Iron Mike was a legend in San Diego. He had defied death in Iwo Jima, Korea, and Vietnam, earned 3 Purple Hearts, and after 35 years of service had the distinction of being the longest-serving enlisted member in the Marine Corps. When the first Gulf War had broken out, he was in his 70s. But according to news accounts at the time, he still tried to reenlist. He was sure he had one more good war left in him. "What are they sending her here for?" Iron Mike barked over the phone into Woods's ear. That was the question everyone wanted answered, especially the sergeant major himself, since he would be affected most.